Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146 presents Lynn Samuels.
Dear one, the world is waiting for the sunrise. Every road is covered with you. And while the world is waiting for the sunrise, my heart is calling.
Like a million years old. I was going to look it up, but I was, I got distracted looking up, trying to look up what, Sam Alito has ever said about property rights. About taking your property to build a mall. You think any of these performing monkeys that we call senator would ask him some important question? Like, what do you think about Keller versus New London? You know, if they can stop making speeches and pontificating long enough to ask an actual question. Abortion, abortion, abortion. It's much more comfortable to have an abortion if you have a home to go home to. That's what I say. If you don't have a home because they took your home to build a mall, right? And you have an abortion, you're going to, like, have to go to a hotel after to recover. Abortion, abortion. Ask him about abortion again. You didn't ask him enough questions about abortion. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm an old lady. But I was always just, how can that be the focus of your fucking life? How can that be the, I mean, it has to be legal. Women have to be able to have abortions. But I don't know, it's as mysterious to me as people who care more about money than anything. It's not the most important thing on earth. Ask him about property rights. I don't know why I was even thinking about that. But I'll tell you something. Anybody who has watched one moment of these hearings, you're way ahead of me. I think yesterday I turned it on for about a second and a half, and then I accidentally saw him with that smug look on his face when I was getting coffee. But today I rewarded Dunkin' Donuts for that nice commercial with the dead guy. We have the worst, this is the worst Dunkin' Donuts in New York. It really is. I hate this Dunkin'. I used to, when I worked Sunday night, it used to be like the only place open. And I don't even mean late. I mean like 7:30 at night on Sunday. The only place you could go to get coffee on your way to work was this particular Dunkin' Donuts. And it's just, it's filthy. It looks filthy to me. And, of course, you know, now they're big Dunkin' Donuts. Oh, God, they have every flavor you can think of, except they don't have any of them. They look lovely on the sign. Just don't order them. I'm going to have to, like, just wanted to about, well, 8 blocks from my house. But if I go to the 8 blocks away to the Matzah Quest supermarket, that's where it is. It's there. So I played Les Paul and Mary Ford because I finally figured out, it took me how many days, that when you walk in now, we have these three hanging TV screens, and the one in the middle used to have the list of who's coming today. But now the one in the middle is just Howard. But I realized, I guess yesterday, I caught on that the screen on the right has today's guests. And Les Paul is coming up here today. Les Paul, in case you don't know it, he invented what, the solid body electric guitar or the hollow body? I don't know. He invented the electric guitar, and he invented multi-track recording. So whenever you hear some band that really sucks, that you really hate them, blame Les Paul. If he had invented multi-track recording, I don't know what, well, somebody else would have. And we'd blame somebody else. But he invented everything. Everything. I did interview him. I interviewed him like 20 years ago, and you're saying, oh, thank God I interviewed him before he dies. Because he was so old 20 years ago that you figured this guy was like going to die any minute. And he's coming up here today. And he plays once a week. Somewhere here in the city. Oh, and the great story about Les Paul, the famous story. Okay. He was in an automobile. He was a guitar player. He's like always a guitar player. And he married Mary Ford. Oh, but even 20 years ago, yes, she must have been some bitch. She must have been some bitch. Man, did he end up hating that broad? Thank you. Did he end up hating her? But, so he was a professional guitar player, and he was in an automobile accident. And they had to freeze his, I believe, right arm. He was never going to move his right arm again. So he had to choose what position. And his right arm is frozen. Apparently it only affected, I guess, his elbow or some, you know, or the top. And his right arm was just frozen in position so he could continue to play the guitar. And look at this. He's about 150 years old. He's still playing the guitar. Let's look up how old he is. And let's... Why doesn't... Oh, God. I should have, like, called Hillary's office. Or, oh, well, I guess I should have called Schumer's office. Since he is on the Judicial Committee, you know, and said, why don't you ask him about Kello? But the reason I can't get interested, the same way that I did not get interested, okay, shall we try Wikipedia, which I never believe a word. Oh, he's only 90. 91. What is this, 2006? Yeah, so he's 91. He was born in 1915. Oh, my God. He's even older than my mother. The reason I can't get interested is that you know Alito is going to get confirmed. Is the point. He's going to get confirmed. So what is the point in wasting time and energy and watching and oh, Jesus, Randy yesterday for 4 fucking hours. And then he said this, and then there was a comment, and then, you know, analyzing, like every breath you take. And what's so great is, like, you listen to her, you know, who's, I don't know what she is left. She's psycho as far as I'm concerned, but liberal. And, you know, and Charles Schumer doesn't make her want to vomit. You see, this is where I part company with people. because Charles Schumer makes me want to puke. I am not one of these people that goes, oh, he's a Democrat, so he's a... No. First of all, he's not a Democrat. You know, he's not as bad as Lieberman. But, you know, he's like, Mr. I love Israel. And he's very proud of himself because, you know, there was an anti-terrorism act passed in, you ready for this? 1996. That had things in it that were not so hot either. I forget what they are. But, you know, it started a little spying, a little this, a little that. Stuff that wasn't so fabulous. And he was just proud as punch, Chuck Schumer, that he was one of the co-sponsors of that anti-terrorism act. In 1996, I never liked him. Then, what was it? What city did Israel attack? Oh, Jenin. J-E-N-I-N. Not like Jenin Garofalo. When they were attacking this city, for, you know, who knows why, you know, somebody looked at them cross-eyed in the city, so they figured, let's knock the whole city down. And he's defending the Israelis. And that happened to be the year that, right around Christmas time, I used to work near Macy's. This was before 2002. Because that's when I didn't work near Macy's ever again. When they fired me from WABC, it was the middle of 2002. So this was before that. And I walked into Macy's of a Saturday evening. And there was Charles Schumer. And I started to scream at him. I love doing that. I'm very uninhibited. I started to scream at him in the middle of Macy's. And you think this poor guy, you know, he's such a schleppy guy. And all he did was, like, come to Macy's with his wife, you know. You can really imagine a man that on Saturday night wants to be in Macy's. So he was probably having a bad enough. So I start screaming at him about Israel. And as had happened maybe 15, 20 years before once when I started screaming at the mayor, at Ed Koch, in the middle of Penn Station. You know what happens when one person starts screaming at a politician in a public place? People say, oh, my God, you mean I can scream at him? So Charles Schumer ended up surrounded by people who just hated him. And were not such big fans of Israel either. Like, he ended up with like 8 or 10 of us saying, what are you defending them for? They're killing all these children. They're killing these innocent people. And it was just great. It was just fabulous. And then what, you know what really pissed me off? He had no idea who I was. You know, I may not be famous all over the country, but I was pretty well known in New York City. And I have been told a very distinctive voice. You know, I was on radio for years. You know, I never was on cable TV or anything for years. People would, oh, are you Lynn Samuels? How did you know? And it would always be when I was with somebody. So it didn't happen that often. And somebody recognized my voice. You know, then, you know, when I went on cable TV, then they actually recognized me. Then you're in trouble. Then you know why you don't ever want to be famous. You really do. But it was great. So I just yelled at him, and I can't stand him. I really can't stand him because I don't think he's nearly liberal enough. And I think he's too much of a self-promoter. And I think these hearings, I'm of the Joe Biden mind. Joe Biden apparently, now there's another self-promoter, but Joe Biden doesn't think these hearings should be done this way. He thinks they should have, like, a few experts question the nominee. And then just have, you know, the senators arguing it out. amongst themselves, and they shouldn't have the senator's question. Well, I guess, he would still get his FaceTime on television. So I can't watch this. It's a charade. It's like a total charade. I mean, is there a question that he's, is anybody really questioning whether or not this guy's going to get confirmed? Of course he's going to get confirmed. So why should I participate in a charade? You know, I could sit there and read more interesting stories on the internet. And last night, oh my God, House, he nearly screwed Stella Ward again. Because she, like, left her husband. But a case intervened. It's more important to save somebody's life than to get laid. And Boston Legal, oh my God. Oh my God. William Shatner fucked Joanna Cassidy in the coat room. And when Candace Bergen went to get her coat and she found out, she handed the lady the ticket. And I think it was James Spader said, "You had sex with her in the coat room?" And Candace Bergen says, "Keep the coat." You know, it was just so good, except Michael, poor Michael J. Fox. Oh my God. His speech is like all slurry. You know, which can be the disease progressing, or it can be the medication he's taking for the disease. Or maybe he had another he had one of those operations too. You know, really rich people who can, you know, really try everything. And just to make it like even more heartrending than it is. You know, and it's also weird. And this would have happened whether or not Michael J. Fox, you know, had Parkinson's or not. You look at him and he's a middle-aged man. He's 40-something. And that in itself would be disturbing if he was perfectly healthy because he's Alex Keaton. You know, and he's, I don't know, what was he? I guess he must have been really in his 20s. You know, I guess Alex Keaton was in his upper teens, but Michael J. So, you know, you have that regular age thing, which doesn't really begin to bother you till you yourself hit around 40. Then you go, oh my God, this person was a child. Now they're like an old, oh my God, I must be old too. So, you know, you have that. But he had, his facial expressions were fine. And they're now hooking him up with she's one of the stars of the show, but I don't care about anybody really except James Spader to tell you. If somebody could get him in here in the same room with me to interview him. Of course, this is because I believe he's the character, you know, he's probably like some son of a bitch. I can't remember anything I've ever read about James Spader. Like, what are his politics? Is he funny? Is he smart? I don't remember. I am just so in love with this character that he plays, whose name I don't even remember. There's only one name you remember on Boston Legal, because he says it 500 times. And Denny Crane. I'm Denny Crane. Denny Crane. And that's William Shatner, who they're setting him up to get married. But I hope not, because the couple on that show is James Spader and William Shatner. They have to be together. They can't separate. And last night, the best part of the show is that last couple of minutes where they're sitting out on the balcony. And that only lasted about half as long because William Shatner said, "Oh, I have to go. We're registering for flatware." And James Spader was, like, just devastated, as was I. But Michael J. Fox's speech is very slurred. And what they're doing is they're hooking him up with whoever she is, the young lawyer, the woman whose husband just left her. Whenever you bring in a guest star, you have to figure how you're going to get rid of them. You know, you have to know from minute one, you know, Betty White, she worked for the law firm. She committed a murder. So she got acquitted in court, but they did fire her. You know, so I'm sure they knew from day one that that's how they were getting rid of Betty White, right? And, what's his, not Rupert Everett. I don't know, the guy she killed, he was another big guest star. So that's how they got rid of him. They had her kill him. Well, the character Michael J. Fox plays is dying of cancer. So, he'll die. I bet that's still going to be sad, even though you know from the minute he appears, if they have a character dying of cancer, that's how their guest slot is going to end when they die. But I found it really upsetting. I found his speech so slurry. You know, because he is an actor. Yeah, he's not a great actor. He's not Laurence Olivier, but he's an actor, and we all grew up with him, and he got Parkinson's really early. And to me, this is all so much more interesting than fucking Samuel Alito, another Bush Nazi. Oh, my God, what a surprise. Let's parse and analyze and criticize every word that he said. You know what we ought to do? Just get ready to be calling him Justice Alito. That's all we need to do. Because he'll never slip up, because he's a real slimy, slippery, slick, little slick Sammy there. Sammy Slick. How many people know what I was referring to? I'm Lynn Samuel, Sirius Left, 146. Think about it.
Bill Press, right before Alex Bennett, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
But can we do anything about the weather? No, Garrett and I are discussing. We're having everybody's having uncharacteristic weather. The whole United States, Seattle, what are they known for? Rain. They're about to set a record. Do you know? I don't know how anybody lives there. I really don't, because it's all overcast and cloudy and it's not that cold here today and it's raining. I could never live in a city where it was like that more often than not. But you know what they're working on, their record? 23 days in a row of rain. And everywhere else, it's like warm. I mean, it's not even just this country, it's the world. I said the other day, 13 feet of snow in Japan. India, people are freezing to death. I didn't do my conversions on centigrade and Fahrenheit, but India, people's bodies are used to having to deal with it being unbearably hot in the summer. So if it goes down, I really should have done the conversion. If it's like 35 degrees, 40 degrees in the winter, people freeze to death. Because your body is just not, you know, to them that feels like, you know, 20 below zero or something. Plus, that if you live in a place as tropical, I guess, as India is, people don't have heat in their house. People, first of all, a lot of people don't have houses. That's number one. They don't own a sweater. If you live in India, you don't need a sweater, you know, like all those little ditzes in Miami. You know, the girls, they all have an Ugg boot and a nice sweater and maybe a winter jacket. They all in Miami because they know that there's that, I don't know, 5-6 days out of the year, right, in Miami. Where even down, you know, in Miami Beach, South Beach, you'll wake up, it'll be 45 degrees. You know, and when you go to bed, now the men, of course, run around in sandals and shorts and t-shirts. And they pretend it's like 75. They don't own a sweater. But the minute the temperature, you know, hits 50 in Miami Beach, every girl has an Ugg and a sweater. Well, two Uggs. They all have it, but not in India. The houses, the richest people don't have heat. And the poorest people are freezing to death all over the streets because it's so, you know, cold for India. So everything's weird. So we're having this really bizarre warm weather, you know, and Thursday and Friday. Then Saturday it gets cold. Then Sunday it's really winter again. And Monday we're not here. None of us are here. None of us being me, Garrett, and Alex. Well, that's... Is Howard working? I bet not. But we're all taking Monday off. Because the only way Garrett can get off is if everybody takes off. Otherwise, he has to work. So there you go. Democrats say... Look, Alito's lying. You know, I mean, just get with the program. He's lying. But most of the Republicans... Well, that isn't fair. Most of the Democrats and most of the Republicans would rather okay somebody of their own party than uphold the country, frankly. You know, so that's where you are. The guy is a lying sack of shit. But look who nominated him. Another lying sack of shit. Because, I mean, you want to go over this. Is anybody really interested? It would only be interesting if there was a question. You know, Bork was interesting. Oh, that a little sex going on, too. That always adds to it, you know. Can we please find an Alito pubic hair in a can of Coca-Cola, please? Or in a... Well, no, it's a different time, right? We're past Bork. Could we find an Alito pubic hair in a Starbucks... mocha cappuccino. I guess that's where you'd have to find a pubic hair now. A Coke is so, you know, 80s. But what's the point? The guy, he won't, they keep trying to get him to say, yes, absolutely, Roe v. Wade is the law of the land. Well, he's not going to say that. You know, the first thing you have to realize, these fucking people are lawyers. You know, they're lawyers. So they can say something and you think they're saying one thing, but in truth they're really saying the exact opposite. So they can't make him say Roe v. Wade is the law of the land. And they can't make him, I love how people are trying to defend him. Some right-wing people, they lose it. The hearings apparently went on very late last night, not that I would know. And Savage is on. Now, Michael Savage is not a regular Republican. He's like I am, only on the other side. He hates the Republicans. He hates the Democrats. He hates everybody. You know, he's like a misanthrope. He just hates everybody. But he's saying, here's Chuck Schumer. And, you know, he kept turning up the hearing and turning down the hearing. I guess we could do that, but who cares? He's questioning Alito. And they get into this stare decisis. Stare decisis. That means, are you going to respect the previous decisions? You know, that's why they want him to say he accepts Roe v. Wade, you know, and then you say, but they don't always do stare decisis. It's not like some Simon Cowell show. Dancing with the stare decisis. Skating with the stare decisis. So Savage starts saying, look at Schumer. He's trying to trick him. What is stare decisis? It's a way to trick him. And I'm thinking, you fucking idiot. It's like anybody who's a lawyer knows what it is. It's not trying to trick. And then somebody else is saying to me, some other right-wing nut that I know is saying, he's being so nasty to him. I'm saying, what is with all of you people? This man is like nominated for the Supreme Court. What is he, some little baby? You know, that needs like you men to protect him from this evil Chuck Schumer? Jesus Christ. Has anybody ever turned on a TV and listened to the Herod and Ann Coulter and the way she talks to people? That's fine, you know, but oh my God, let's protect Samuel Alito from Chuck Schumer. Oh God, he said stare decisis. Oh, what a trick. Which all it did was like really revealed that Savage doesn't know everything. Because I knew that it wasn't a trick. So they can't get him to say that. then, you know, there's this whole thing that he belonged to the this Princeton, what the hell, CAP, conservative alumni of Princeton or something. He belonged to this organization, and the organization apparently existed to do nothing but say, oh, isn't our school changing? Oh, what are these women doing here? Oh, what are these black people doing here? Oh, what are these fags doing here? Oh, what are the spics doing here? Oh, my God, there's the kike in my dorm. You know, it was like a lovely bigot organization. They were, oh, my God, they want the slits to join the eating clubs now. Okay, you know, people got very upset, you know, when everything went co-ed, you let in the, you know, the darkies. You know, God, the darkies, the Jews, there's an Italian over there. Oh, you don't know the Italians, they don't like Italians either. They don't like Jews, they don't like Italians, they don't like women, they like white men. So Alito belonged to that. Now you could say, oh, for God's sake, it was in college. However, in 1985, he's applying for that job at the Justice Department. And he lists what organizations does he proudly list on his resume? The Federalist Society, you know, which has spawned every right-wing maniac lawyer in America. And this Princeton alumni conservative associate, whatever they were. He listed it. He listed it. It's not like Democratic operatives. You know, operatives are only... Oh, what a nice hat that guy has on. It's not like... It's like to Republicans, the only bad operative is a Democratic operative. You know, oh, that's a bad thing. You know, if you're a Republican operative, that's fine. Then you're not an operative. Then you're like a campaign organizer. You know, that's a semantic trick they use. Oh, I'm running the campaign for Tom DeLay. That guy over there, he's a Democratic operative. Ooh, sounds evil, doesn't it? So he listed this on a resume. They didn't dig it up. And they ask him about it, and he says, I've been racking my brain, I just can't remember a thing. I've just been thinking about it because I knew you were going to ask me. I just don't remember. Oh, please. And nobody's allowed to sit there and go, oh, please. You know, who do you expect to believe that? You lying sack of shit. They're going to run the hearings on Sirius only, you know, so that then they can just go, you lying sack of crap. You know, and then they go, well, why did you say it was the right to strip search a 10-year-old girl?
Well, they could have hidden the drugs.
How come when they were evicting these dairy farmers who lost their land, you know, they fell on hard times, they lost their land, and the federal marshals came in. Why did they find it necessary to, like, knock the lady down and point a gun at her children's head? Because what this guy does is he always takes the side of the government. That's what he does. He takes the side of the government against people. And this dairy farmer thing... They sued. The family sued them, the marshals. And everybody on the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, apparently, or most of them, I forget, he's apparently also been overturned a lot. Like, he's always on the losing side on his own court. You know, where people are going, what are you, some fucking Nazi, Sammy? Sammy Slick Alito. I don't have a prize. I want someone to tell me what that refers to. So they wanted a trial. That's all they wanted, this family. They want to be able to sue the marshals. And he said, no, they were right. Screw you. That's his mindset. That's very dangerous. That's very... you know, the Washington Post today has the story that I am so obsessed with about how they're going to track people with diabetes in New York. Secretly, without telling them. Without telling their doctors. You know, if this is like such a taboo thing to be doing, then why is everything a secret? You know what they're doing? Instead of going to the doctors and saying, we are going to be tracking people with diabetes, you know, your patients to see that. No, they're telling every lab that does blood work, just send us the results of everybody's blood work. So the doctors don't know, the patients don't know. Those must be car company guys. They don't look interesting. They're not wearing $1,000 suits. We're in Rolls Royces? Does that mean, do we get a free Rolls Royce? I'll learn how to drive. I'm Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
The Young Turks, weekdays at 6 p.m. East, 3 p.m. West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
I thought this guy, somebody was calling up to talk about Judge Alito, but Jeff in Philadelphia wants to talk about something important. Hi, honey.
Hi, how are you, sweetheart?
Okay.
This is my third day on Sirius, and I cannot get enough of your show.
Oh, well, thank you.
I'm a new listener, and you guys are unbelievable.
Thank you. That's because we can say fuck.
But enough about this fucking Alito, huh? How about something important? How about Boston Legal? I love that. I absolutely love that show, and I think that you were, a few minutes ago, you were talking about James Spader and the couple with, you know, him with Shatner. I think that's just beautifully written. And,
have you watched it? Now, people tell me that these characters go back to the practice, which I never watched.
You know, I didn't watch until the last season, and I kind of saw it start to morph into Boston Legal, and it was a great transition.
See, I never saw the practice, and you know, do you know the tragedy of Boston Legal?
What's that?
The first season is not on DVD.
You're kidding me.
It's not, and I don't know why. Nobody knows why not, but it's not.
I got to find it for my wife for her birthday. She'll kill me.
Well, if you look it up, let me tell you. We went through this. We looked it up.
Uh-huh.
Something comes up where they say you can buy it, but it must be a bootleg or something. Because if you go to Amazon, it's not there.
Right.
And right. I read articles that say, so if you do find it, you know, like just through Google or something, I don't know what the hell that is that they're selling you, whether, you know, they're it's totally ripping or, yeah. you off or it's a bootleg or whatever.
You buy it and it's a full page spread of bush, you know?
Yeah, or that it's nothing, you know, or that you just send somebody money and you never get anything.
Right.
But that to me is the tragedy, because I would never in 100 million years ever consider buying a TV show on DVD, but I never saw the first season of this.
It's good. It's very good. You'll love it.
Well, maybe they'll put it out someday.
Well, you are doing a fantastic job. I love your show.
Thank you. May I just ask, did you get Sirius for Howard?
What's that?
Did you buy Sirius to get Howard?
You know what? My wife got it for me for Christmas.
Oh.
And I guess she thought since Howard was on it, I would prefer it over XM. But I'll be honest with you, I've been listening to Howard a little bit, but I enjoy the other stuff more. And during lunchtime, whenever I'm out, your show always
Oh, thank you.
Out.
Yeah, well, you're still in that. Oh, my God, what other kinds of music are there? I can't believe this.
Oh, God, anything you can possibly want, it's there.
Talk. I mean, it's, like, so overwhelming.
I got the 60s, 70s, and 80s already programmed in, so I'm, you know.
Well, my favorite music, and I always apologize to the head of our music department for this because we don't program it, is BBC One, which is,
yep.
I don't know what channel it is, but that's my favorite music of all.
I'll have to check that out.
Check it out. They're great. You can't even understand a word they're saying, even though they're all speaking English, allegedly. Thanks, honey. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, see, he's into something important. Boston Legal. They'll never put out season one on DVD. You know why? It's Disney. If there's anything you can fuck up on this earth, Disney will fuck it up. You know, I can't believe that they wouldn't sell billions, a lot of them. All right, so what else do we have about it? Oh, the big story on Alito, which I have on my website, but it's all over. You know, I saw this yesterday. I don't trust those left-wing websites. I am just so much further to the left than anybody. I think they're all mouthpieces, you know, for the parties. And I don't like that because I think you're supposed to, like, hate everybody. The left and the right. I'm not really, but I'm sort of with Alex that the best form of government would be anarchy, which is not what you think it is. Everybody thinks anarchy is just chaos. And that isn't what anarchy is. My dead friend John Fiske got me to read Kropotkin, who explained anarchy is just that there's no top-down bosses. That's all it is. It's not wild in the streets. Is that an ex-football player? Or a current football? He must be. The only men I find attractive on this earth, basketball. All right. It figures. Do you know the only men I find attractive in real life, since I've never actually met Bruce Willis or Matt Damon? Ex-athletes who are black. I don't know why that is. I knew that guy had to be something because he keeps walking by and I keep going, oh my goodness. He's hot. There's something really hot about these, like, big, huge black guys who are retired from sports. It's not what you think. I don't even know if that's true. But anarchy is where everybody just cooperates. There's not, like, a boss. But we could never have anarchy, real anarchy, because it means that one day, you know what anarchy is? One day, Howard Stern is sitting in his huge, fabulous studio, right? Being Howard Stern. And he'd get to do that for like 2 weeks, okay? And then the guy that cleans the toilets would be sitting doing Howard's show, and Howard would be cleaning the toilets. That's what anarchy is as a form of government. It's total, absolute cooperation. And nobody is above it. I mean, it is so utopian. It is so utopian. I don't even know if there's ever been a society that's tried to run that. I mean, I don't know how you could. You know, I really don't know how you could. The women might do it. I would think women would be more prone, you know, because we've cleaned the toilet. You know, if somebody said to me, it's your week to clean the toilets, it's not like I don't clean my toilet all the time. But what do you do when you say to Howard Stern, clean the toilet, you know? Well, the guy was married for how long? And now he's rich, and he's the man. So I don't think that's been a part of his life. There's only one man here that you know could clean the toilets. Bubba the Love Sponge. You spray a little Lysol and you take Bubba the Love. But that's anarchy, so that would never work. Oh, I never told you this story. But I better take a break. And then I'll get back to this story that I never posted till today because I didn't really exactly believe it until I saw it came from James Ridgway in the Village Voice. And that got me to about 60% believing it. But when I just read these left-wing blogs, it's like when I read Newsmax, I go, oh, please, that isn't true. And then I read, like, you know, the Daily Kos or whatever the hell that asshole is. And I don't believe him. And raw story, I'm about half and half. But James Ridgway in the Village Voice, I'll tell you right after this. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left 146.
Stephanie Miller, right after the Young Turks, weeknights at 9 East, 6 West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Crystal, hi.
Hey, how are you?
Okay, what's up, babe?
Well, you was talking about Boston Legal.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Netflix and found season one for rent on Netflix.
That is so weird.
And you got to go to it because they got really great reviews. And, you know, people also talking about The Practice. And it goes. This guy goes into explaining everything about him and all.
Oh, I'll check that out later. All right. I just know that I went to Amazon and it just wasn't there. Maybe it's come out since.
I don't know when it did, but it's on here.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. Love you. Bye.
Thank you. She's great. I'm going to have to check that out. Because there's something weird about this. Well, I know one thing. What is the name of that? Hollywood Video does not have it. That I know. And got my Chinese store. They don't buy TV shows. Well, they can't afford them. They're too expensive. All right. Basically, this story that you can find at lynnsamuels.com, L-Y-N-N. Although I must admit, a day later than every other left-wing blog. That last week, Lindsey Graham and a whole group of Republicans have been coaching Sam Alito behind the scenes. Now, you know where they took him? Apparently. They took him to the White House. All these senators, they say to I'll tell you something. Somebody else said to me today, this is one of the worst written things I have ever read. It's practically incomprehensible. The Republican senators who are coaching Alito on what to say had their practice session in the White House. In the White House, for God's sake. I don't know. I mean, you know they coach them. I mean, you can tell. I'm the one who keeps saying this is all a charade. So obviously, you know, everybody's been coached what to ask, what to answer, everything. But in the White House, and of course what Think Progress, objects to is that Lindsey Graham. Now, Lindsey Graham is one of those senators that every now and then he's against Bush because he was a JAG. He actually really was in the Judge Advocate General's Office of the Navy. And he has some sense of like what's fair and what's right. But he already announced in public to Alito, he says, well, I'm voting for you. You know, so he kind of broke the charade, you know, because they're supposed to pretend they don't know. But they took him and coached him in the White House. Have they no decency? Can't you do your underhanded shit, you know? Go to a Motel 6. I'm Lynn Samuel, Series Left 146. I will be right back. We have another hour.
And now, the Gospel According to Lynn. Lynn Samuels on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
I can't even do one clap, much less a syncopated.
Oh,
again, just because something reminded me of them, but I can't remember what that was. But it did. Boston Legal, 2004, not yet released. Studio is currently not producing this title. But to be notified when it's available, put in your email address and we'll be spying on you. That's what it says on Amazon about Boston Legal 2004. So, what can we assume? That there's a bootleg floating around? Wait, now if I go to Netflix, can you look things up? If you're not a member? I've never gone to Netflix. Like, oh, God. I don't have time to watch and listen to what I want to watch and listen to in the first place without joining something else, without joining, without having things coming into my... I can't even read the magazines that... But they can't. It doesn't exist. Browse selection. Search for movies. Boston Legal. No, I believe, Crystal, that they have it. But how did they have Boston Legal? Season one. It hasn't been rated. I don't understand. If you go to Amazon and type in Boston Legal, it says Boston Legal 2004. Nobody's working on putting this out. Okay? That's what it says. If you go to Netflix, they'll send it to you. And that's the same thing that happened when Garrett, I don't know where, what search engine, what did you just Google it? That time, and it came up, well, maybe this is the illegal version. I don't want to rent it, I want to own it. And it says not rated, which is also a little odd. So I'll be damned if I can understand this. I would just prefer, and I can't believe I would ever say this. This is how much I love this. I go into a store and pay $59.95 for it. Isn't that what those TV things cost mostly, except when they're on sale? Yes, apparently. Oh, so it doesn't exist. Oh, all right. So Amazon just tells you right up front that it doesn't exist. Well, actually, I know that when these TV things come out, what are they? $59.95 usually. Except, like, if you wanted the whole Sex and the City, was $200. Some of us got it for free. But then I bought a TV thing. I mean, you shouldn't give away how much you spent on somebody's presents. But I bought one TV show thing for like $30. Because it was on sale. He doesn't even know I'm talking about what I gave him, so it's all right because he's unconscious. He still doesn't know. Oh, men are so cute. Men are just... How does anything get done in the world when half the population of this earth, when the male half, they're like unconscious. They're semi-conscious. That is the funniest thing that ever happened. But the more I go into it, the more they're likely to notice what I'm actually talking about. All right. Listen to this. Listen to this. Come on. Okay, so we have Sam Alito, who, you know what, he says, well, nobody's above the law, not the president. But of course, that was such a stupid question to make Alito say that. Because he's like up for the job of interpreting the law. Right? Now, I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know how they think, but I even figured this out. So they get him to say, no one is above the law in every newscast. That's what they quote. Oh, good. He's not going to let Bush break the law. That isn't what it means. he will interpret the law so that all Bush's secret wiretapping and holding people at Guantanamo forever without charging, you interpret the law in such a way that Bush isn't breaking the law. They make it sound like he's going to stand up for what we think is right. That isn't what Alito said. He'll interpret the law so that what Bush did isn't against it. People are so naive. They're so stupid. And we're just watching, like, this country go down the toilet. Turn into, you know, they mock us. They laugh at us. I bet that fucking asshole that called Alex this morning and thought I was so terrible. Hey, you fucking asshole, I bet you're fucking listening. Don't you? I bet anything he's listening. Sack of fucking shit. I hate people who don't like me on the radio. I really do. I hate people I've never met. I have a friend who once, for some reason, I don't know why, well, because he's a man and he's unconscious. He said, my father doesn't think you're at all charming. I hate this man's father more than I can begin to tell you. I never met him. I don't know anything about him. And then you stop and think, why did you find it necessary to tell me that? Well, why not? Okay, go back, think about your dick, be unconscious like all the rest of them. I think that's it. I think if you have a penis, like your mind is so often on your penis that, like, just reality just slides by you. Oh, well, Alito's okay because he said the president isn't above the law. So we'll just change the law to whatever the president did, which fits in just with the president's outlook. That is exactly Bush's outlook. If I do it, then it must be legal. You know what other president actually even said that? I think he said it. Nixon. Well, we can only hope that comparison just goes on and on and on, right up the steps of a helicopter. Right up the steps of a helicopter and a big wave goodbye. The similarity. Because we are just, there's a poll that came out, I didn't even put it up. There's a poll that came out that the country is, what is it, 50 to 49, or 50 to 46, which basically is equal, you know, because every poll has a margin of error, you know, 98%. People are not so sure. People are divided pretty much in half about whether it is or it isn't okay for Bush to be spying on you without a warrant. Well, I give up. I give up. How could people be divided? I always want to meet that 4% who go, I don't know. I don't know. Is it all right to have the president spy on citizens without a warrant? I don't know. I'm thinking about my dick. People don't understand privacy. People don't understand not civil rights. You hear so many people say civil liberties. They don't understand the Constitution. Oh, well, did Lincoln suspended habeas corpus? Well, he did. And yes, Roosevelt locked the Japs up in concentration camps. Well, we didn't call them that. We took their property and we locked up the Japanese, perfectly nice Japanese people. And you know who else? Marie Coco of Newsday did a... You know, we also locked up a whole lot of Italians during the Second World War, right in this country. Locked them up, took their property, and ruined their lives. But then you look back and you say, oh, what a terrible thing to do that was. What assholes we were then. And then you forget. Oh, but he's protecting us from the... And then Bush is warning everybody yesterday. Well, we can have civilized discussion and disagreement about the war. But watch what you say and don't make it political. Oh, shut your fucking mouth. You sack of shit.
I hear there's rumors on the internet.
Yeah, that you're a retarded piece of shit. There's a rumor on satellite radio to that effect, too. Right here on Channel 146. I mean, it's unbelievable. Oh, people better watch what they say. It'll give aid and comfort to the enemy. What, is he going to lock up people now under the Alien and the Sedition Act? It's what Michael Savage has been saying. But there is literally in the Constitution, I forget where it is, that you're not allowed to give aid and comfort to the enemy. So you now have the president say that some speech gives aid. What, you're going to round us up? I swear to God, I really feel like I am going to end up spending my last days in a concentration camp. And I don't care how much fun. I know all these right-wing people, and they mock me day and night. And I swear to God, that's what I feel like. Than where I'm going to end up. Oh, God, I'm going to be with Randy. Oh, I think I'll become a conservative. I have to spend my last days on Earth locked up with Randy Rhodes. I think I'll change my politics. I could take anything. But not to be locked up. Because how many women are there? You know, Janine Garofalo doesn't like me. Stephanie Miller would be all right. But it's scary. It really is. He's Hitler. He really is Hitler, Bush. I really feel like that. And people are just, you know, you have people in the media like Savage saying the whole ACLU should be locked up and the liberals should be locked up. How long is it until people say, well, you know, you're right, because if you're not for Bush, you must be for the terrorists, and you're giving them aid. Who is our enemy? Are all those Iraqi civilians that we said, we're here now, we're shutting the lights off. No lights, no water. And we'll kill, you know, tens of thousands. Are they the enemy? When was the last time anybody heard George Bush say the words, Osama bin Laden? When did those words last come out of his mouth? I remember because they play it on Air America all the time, where he says, oh, Osama bin Laden, I don't think about him anymore. That was like December of 2004. He said, oh, I don't think about him. So who's this enemy? I know who I think the enemy. So listen to this. Listen to this. Oh, did you see this cute story? I love this story. Clinton was flying back from Paris or something. You can tell what a bad man he is because he went to Paris. And his plane had to refuel in Bangor, Maine. What is this with Bangor, Maine? It's where they took... What's this? Cat Stevens. But then when he landed to refuel, they found out there was some little thing wrong with the plane. And it's probably all the bouncing up and down from him fucking the stewardesses. Broke the plane, I guess. And so he had to stay over there longer than he had planned. And troops were coming back from Iraq at the same time. So Bill Clinton and the troops, he met the troops, and the troops met him. And, well, not that the troops could say, boy, what a pleasure to meet a man who was actually the president of the United States, actually got elected, actually cared about people. Actually, if he was still the president, we wouldn't be coming back from Iraq, because we never would have gone to Iraq. Don't tell Ted Koppel, Tom Brokaw, and Tim Russert that, however. So we met them, and they were all excited, and apparently they're people that meet them at the airport and hand them a cell phone. you know, so they can, like, get off the plane and call their family. So what is, this used to happen to me when cell phones first came in, but I guess people still do this. People don't recognize me so much anymore because I don't think New York City is like a huge serious place. What is people's favorite thing to do when you meet a celebrity? Somebody did it to Clinton. You call up somebody and say, look who's standing next to me, and hand them the cell phone. So Clinton had to go, huh, this is President, this is Bill Clinton, you know. So they were doing it. People used to do that to me all the time. They'd say, oh, my God, Lynn Samuels, I can hear, say hello to my wife. My optometrist did it. Where I got all my fabulous, you know, old vintage frames. Then he disappeared. I don't know where he went, but I had, every time I went in to get new vintage frames, which appears to be a contradiction, but it's not. I had to talk to this guy's wife. So, that's a nice story, but I'll tell you the terrible stories. Well, there are actually so many of them. I agree with Mr. Blackwell for once. She's a mess. The worst dress, the top 10 worst dress, usually at least one of them is one of my favorite people, right? Not this year. He really pretty much nailed it. Brittany, you're a mess. She is a mess that, I can't tell you how I hate these two people. They're right up there with Bush. I'm telling you something. That cunt, Angelina, is pregnant with his, do you know that Mr. and Mrs. Smith, people may not know this, it got really good reviews, you know, it really did. I wouldn't rent that movie, it was the last movie on earth, and I can't say never, because one of them will undoubtedly make a movie that I'll end up saying, I forgive them. I'll go, but my, feeling how I feel now, that I will never go see a movie that Brad Pitt or Angelina Jolie is in, not ever again, not as long as I live. I think they are the two most disgusting, reprehensible, vile, despicable human beings on the face of the earth. Worse than Bush. Horrible. And I was discussing with somebody earlier today who said to me, but he's worse. And, you know, something he is. But she's bad enough. So she's pregnant. I mean, now it's like official. She, you know, they've said. What he did, he lied. What he did, he was with Angelina. And he kept lying to Jennifer Aniston. You know, it's bad enough, you're screwing some other woman, but he lied to her, and he lied, and I know she's like just a whining, you know, mess. Jennifer Aniston. She's just, you know, really, she's too needy and too neurotic and probably clingy and all of that stuff. But how can you, oh, God. I know, it's like totally out of proportion. And my mother always says, how could you hate people you don't even know them? How can you hate people you don't know, much less that I really hate them? With a red-hot, burning hatred of them. We need to take a break. What is this getting like 1,000 people are calling about Brad and Angela? I'm Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left. 146.
Start your day the liberal way. Bill Press, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
You know what that baby of theirs is? It's going to be like Rosemary's Baby. There's going to be another movie, Angelina's Baby. It's going to be like anybody old enough out there to remember The Bad Seed, Patty McCormick. That was like the original Rosemary's Baby. That's what this baby is going to be. This is like a baby conceived in lies. That's what this is. Alan in New Jersey. Alan!
Yeah, Lynn!
Hi, you're on the radio, babe.
Hey, oh, God, it's so great to talk to you. I never thought I'd be able to listen to you again. I used to be a big fan of yours back in the 77 days, years ago.
Ah, yes.
And just to discuss...
Well, you'll get, with any luck, you'll get to be a fan of mine when I'm 77.
Oh.
Instead of on 77.
But anyway, listen, I this whole thing with Bush, I'm not calling about the Brad thing. You know, I used to kind of fancy myself a conservative, but, you know, in these past years, this is getting fucking insane. I don't know how else to put it. Just, I mean, people, when are people going to wake up and see what is going on with this country?
I don't know.
Literally, there's no free speech left. Like you said, anything that goes against Bush or the whole party, oh, it's terrorists and you support the terrorists, you're not American. I mean,
and when are they going to start locking people up for that? I mean, he's like taking a step yesterday with using aid and comfort to the enemy to locking people like me up.
I don't know. It's just gotten so far out of control. And you know,
not to mention my listeners, who they're probably spying on the satellites this very minute.
But, you know, I'm afraid that one day people are going to wake up and it's going to be too late. You know, it's every day that we give up a little bit more freedom is just, we're never going to get it back.
That's right. We're going to need another revolution, and people are too busy watching King Kong on their cell phones to have a revolution.
And that's exactly it. You know, like, when you have more callers or whatever, calling up to talk about Brad and Angelina, that's the problem.
No, I actually don't. Nobody, I'll tell you something, but I'm the one. I am so obsessed with them. Because you can't just, look, if you just thought about Bush all day and what's going on in this case, you'd go crazy.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
I mean, you really do. You have to sit there and watch Boston Legal and watch House and, you know, look forward to watching King Kong on your cell phone.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the thing. People need the distractions, but I think that just too many people are just getting too distracted and not standing up for themselves.
And not learning anything. People don't know what the Constitution is.
That's exactly it. And I'm just afraid that, you know, one day when I have kids, there's going to be nothing left.
Well,
you know, and
I wouldn't have kids, but that's how I am.
I'm starting to lean that way, but...
Okay,
you know.
Well, you see, if there were more people like you, you said you thought of yourself as a conservative.
Yes.
But you were not, like, married to a political party that you were never going to turn on as long as you lived.
Yeah.
Well, there are too many people that are more into, I'm a Republican, and anything they do is right.
Yeah.
Than they are into using their mind and seeing what's going on.
Well, that's the problem.
Oh, God. Thank you, dear. I'm glad you found me.
All right. I love you, Lynn. You're beautiful.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, that's true. I used to be on 77 WABC, and with any luck, I'll be sitting here on Sirius when I am 77. Oh, God, what a thought that is. Rex in St. Louis.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Oh, man, I can't complain. I just got something I need to get off my chest.
Yes?
You mentioned a few minutes ago that guys with penises don't think. People with penises don't think.
Yes.
I have a penis. And I think. And you know what I think, Miss Samuel?
What?
I kind of love.
Aww.
You are magnificent. Now, I would never say that I'm a liberal. I would never say that I'm a Democrat, a Republican, anything like that. The only stereotype that I will conform to is an American, but I'm beginning to become concerned about even prescribing myself to that. Because if George Bush and his administration is the face and not that he has a genuinely concerned and is concerned for our country and our world.
Oh, I think he is.
He's not.
No, he's not thinking, but I do not ascribe to him some horrible motive. I really believe he's so stupid that he thinks he's doing good for the country.
He's not even in control of the whole thing.
Well, I said him. I didn't say Cheney or Rove. Those are the really evil people. He's like a simpleton.
Cheney Cheney looks evil. I know my four-year-old daughter was sitting next to me the other day, and I was watching C-SPAN, and Cheney came on, and she left the room. And it's not that C-SPAN, it's not that C-SPAN is all that boring. For a four-year-old, I'm sure it is. But Cheney really creeps her out. He is a creepy character. If my four-year-old can detect this guy's not good, then the rest of the country's got to pay that.
Well, he creeps me out, too.
Absolutely.
Well, absolutely. I don't know. All I can hope is that they don't figure out how to steal another presidential.
Oh, you know what? I would love to believe that America is smarter than that, but it just doesn't seem that way. Everybody that I talk to, politically speaking, with an open mind, not a single one of them would ever vote for anybody endorsed by Bush or anybody associated with Bush because of the terrible things that he's done. And they are terrible. The Patriot Act, that goes against. They were stupid for what they did. They gave their lives. Every soldier in uniform is giving their lives to protect an ideal that George Bush and his administration don't give a shit about.
I know. Well, they don't. I think in his case, he doesn't understand. I don't think he understands.
I think you're 100% correct, and I think somebody needs to say it, and thank God that you've got a voice somewhere that other people can hear. This is the first day I've ever turned into your show. I just got my Sirius last week.
Oh, wow.
And I got it to listen to Stern because I'm a diehard Stern fan. And you know what? He's not on right now. There's commercials and all that jazz. So I flipped around. I heard your commercial on that radio show, and I said, I got to hear this woman. I've got to hear what she's got to say. And I love it. I'm hooked. I will be here when Stern gets over. I'm flipping right over to 145 every day.
146.
Oh, I'm sorry, 146. Sorry, I'm looking at the wrong button.
Okay.
You look
at the road.
I promise you that, darling.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. So you do think. I take it all back. Bye.
Take care.
I didn't mean no men ever think at all. I am, believe me, not a feminist. I've always said this. I'm so selfish. I'm a meist. You know, I would not go out and fight for all women. I would fight for me. So I'm just selfish. And I really do love men. But that penis thing is really a distraction to you. It really is. A vagina is not such a huge distraction as a penis. And you know why that is. Because your penis is like out there. You know, there it is. A vagina, you can forget it, but it's inside. It's in there. You don't have to always be thinking about it. All right? That's my theory. But I don't know, considering, you know, Bush doesn't think about his penis enough. He doesn't. Maybe, like, he wouldn't be taking away all our civil liberties if he spent more time thinking about his dick instead of being such a dickhead. Oh, God, I'm going to end up in a camp. I really am. All right, we better take a break. Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
Hi.
Mornings at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
Wow. Tomorrow's Tabloid Thursday already. And as I keep saying, we're not going to be here Monday. Oh, did you ever hear a person got so excited with one day? But I didn't really clean last weekend. I have to admit that. You know, I got up so early to go to Atlantic City, and then I was so tired Sunday. And then I said, oh, I'll just Swiffer with the wet thing. I don't like that. I threw out my Swiffer with the thing where you push it and it squirts. I hate that. You know, you have the Swiffer, but you buy the wet ones, the wet things. And I said, I'm just going to Swiffer with the wet thing. And then I'll do the bucket and the mop and the whole thing. I'll do that for Martin Luther King Day. Because what did all those poor black people have to do all those years? They had to clean everything. So I'll do extra super cleaning on Martin Luther King's birthday. But you know what else I did? I know you've just all been thinking about this day, and I threw out that monitor that's been sitting under my desk for 15 months. My old computer monitor. I was coming home from my Matzah Quest, and they had all the garbage out for the little, like, serious garbage pickup, and there was a computer monitor amongst all the stuff piled at the curb in front of my building. And I said, you know what? All I have to do is go in, take the computer monitor, and just put it out by the curb. I'm not even going to be lazy and put it in the garbage room for them to take out. Of course, I didn't realize how good. That's heavy, man. And it's heavy in a very hard way to carry because all the weight is like on one end. But you know what I discovered since I was throwing it out? You take it by the wire and you like walk it like a leash. I just pulled it by the wire. So finally, after 15 months of saying, what if my beautiful flat screen monitor stops working? How can I throw out that big, huge, hideous, ugly monitor? I threw it out. And now I look where it was sitting and I say, what can I find to take its place? Can I stick under my desk now? All right, that was, what can I tell you? ER in San Francisco.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, it's on Sacramento.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Yes, it does. It says Sacramento.
Yeah, okay. First, I want to give a shout-out to Steve Walsberg, who thought he was hot shit when he was number one overnight on WABC, and he ain't shit now.
Well, except that he's a friend of mine, believe it or not.
Yeah, but hey, he was such a punk.
And he is a wife, and let me tell you something. There's a local New York host who none of you ever heard of. Let me tell you something. He was a nice person in real life. I really liked him, and I love his wife, Marie, and his kid, whose name I can never remember because, you know, he's a kid. But don't be mean to him. He's married. He has a child, a wife, and a mortgage, and no job. So
all
be
right,
nice.
And what's the big difference between Bush and Hitler?
Hitler spoke German, and Bush can barely speak English.
No, not really. Hitler served in the war.
Oh, okay. That's right. I've heard that.
All right, bye.
Thank you. Bye. All right. So he moved right from New York, that guy, it sounds like, to Sacramento. Dick in New Jersey.
Hi, Lynn.
Yes.
I could never stand you on AM radio, but I got a Sirius for Christmas,
mm-hmm.
and I really enjoy you now because you're talking like a normal being. But I want to just elaborate.
Wait a minute. Did you like Rush?
Well, when you were on AM radio, I couldn't stand you. But now that you're on Sirius and I'm trying it out, I love you because you're acting normal. You're talking like a normal human being.
I know, but what I'm trying to say is the people you probably liked, right, like Rush or Sean or something,
right.
They didn't sit on AM radio yelling fuck.
I know.
So like liberal woman should say fuck. Okay.
Well, I know, but you make it sound nice. Anyway, You're always talking about guys' peckers and things, right?
Yes, I am.
Well, do you know why women have vaginas?
Why?
So guys will talk to them.
Okay. Yeah, look, honey, that's true.
Well, it is true.
That's actually true. Okay. Did you get serious to listen to Howard Stern? Or you just got it?
I just got it for Christmas, and I'm going through it, and I saw you on there, and I couldn't stand you, and I have you on now. And
now you love me because you think that I want to suck your cock.
Oh, no, now you're embarrassing me, and I'm all alone.
That's a... Well, Dick, you know what you can do when you're all alone, don't you?
Well, you know the definition of Dick, don't you?
What?
My name is Dick.
Okay.
That is my name, Richard.
Okay. Thank you, darling.
Dick is like life. When it's hard, you get fucked, and when it's soft, you can't beat it. So, I'll be talking to you again someday.
Thank you, boy.
You bet.
Thank you. He didn't like me on ABC. Well, I don't know. I don't know. Oh, John in Orlando would like to discuss the size of Bush's penis.
Yeah, when you were talking about it, him being preoccupied with the size of his cock a while ago, and you got it backwards. He's really preoccupied with how big the rest of the world think his balls are.
I think you're right. I'm more preoccupied with the fact that he is a pea brain.
Well, you know his little riddle ain't going to impress anybody.
Oh, God. I'm more concerned with his lack of a mind.
Well, that's a given there. I mean, that's 20 years of cocaine abuse, I believe.
Well, and alcohol. I'll tell you, people pretend that that's like some left-wing conspiracy, but you can't be snorting cocaine and drinking like a fish for 20 years and maintain all your brain cells.
That's correct. I wanted to say I got serious for the NFL. Howard was a bonus, and you, my dear, are the cherry on top.
Oh, well, thank you. I haven't been a cherry for so long. Old lady, I don't know. I always said, like, maybe 20 years ago to my first real boss at a real radio station, John Minnelli, not my discoverer, who is Walter Sabo. They argue over who discovered me. Walter says, John, you found her. And John says, no, Walter, you did, because nobody wants to be responsible for me. But my first real boss, and I said, man, I wish I could do what Howard Stern does. I wish I could, and I was on this right wing, you know, Rush and Sean and Bob Grant, and oh my God. And John kept saying, like, a woman couldn't do that, that it would be so unseemly. But I'm wondering, now you only know how old I am because I tell you, which is 63, which is the way, the same age as Martha. But I can do it. Nobody, I don't know, except for my poor mother. But, you know, nobody's saying, my God, you can't sit and talk like that because you're a woman. So I don't know. Maybe it's you get so old at some point that you're neither man nor woman. You know, you're not either. If you can't have a baby, am I a woman? Once you pass menopause, you might as well be a man. So, I don't know, it's just so funny that I wonder, like, at what point does it stop being like, oh, how can a woman talk like that? You know, I used to listen, my cousin Bobby, who just died, used to have, when I was a kid, I would be dragged by my hair to my Aunt Fanny's house for all the Jewish holidays. Oh, God. And believe me, I was always the same way I am now. I want to stay home in my own house, in my own room, with the radio or the TV or read a book. I don't want to go. So I would always bring a book, because who's going to say, don't go in the room by yourself and read a book? Not in my family, not Jews. Jews are never going to tell you don't read a book. So I go, and I go hide somewhere and read a book so I didn't have to talk to anybody. But I had a cousin who was, Bobby was, 4 or 5 years old. He was just, you know, a man of the world. You know, he was just more, enough older than I was that he seemed so exotic. Well, he played me. The first time I ever heard Lenny Bruce, but he played me. Maybe we should see. We could look this up. This woman, although I have no idea. Oh, is it by last names or first names? It's by first names. Belle Barth. Belle Barth was an old Yiddish. Well, she was Jewish. She didn't speak Yiddish. Comedian in the Catskills. All I know are these records, Bobby. The most foul-mouthed thing you ever heard in your entire life. And a lot of the time when they thought I was, you know, like alone reading a book, I was sitting in Bobby's bedroom listening to this lady cursing. Lenny Bruce cursed. Maybe that's where I got it from. B-E-L-L-E. B-A-R-T-H. They have no Belle Barth. Oh, my goodness. I have a quest coming. I can feel a quest. There's some old Jew out there that remembers Belle Barth. Oh, Celebrity Death Watch.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Okay. Oh, don't put Michael J. Fox, please.
No, listen, I've been tracking it now for about 4 months. I go to Rotten.com, and you can choose. And ever since you mentioned Liz Taylor on the Death Watch, she's out. She's been in the top 10 now for 4 months.
Oh, well, because I didn't make it up. It's in the tabloids. I mean, this poor woman. But she's probably been in the top 10 since she nearly died of pneumonia 45 years ago.
Well, here's the number one on the list, and I thought he was dead for 10 years, was Abe Vigoda.
Oh, I thought he was dead, too.
Yeah, no, he's still... In fact, when you go to the website, you look, and it says Abe Vigoda, and then in parentheses, it says, no, he's still alive.
Wow! So, oh, there's another website. What is it called? Are they... Who's dead and who's alive? Who's alive and who's dead?
Yeah,
Something like that.
This is actually, they. If you go to Rotten.com, you could scan down about three quarters of the way, and you could see Celebrity Death Pool. And you
And
it'll give you, it'll actually tell you who's on it, of course. And, you know, God bless them, the Pope. They had the Pope on it for, you know, for about a year. But like I said, now number one, ever since about 4 months ago, I remember listening to you in the afternoon, and you brought up Liz Taylor. So I said, I just got to look it up. And sure enough, ever since you just mentioned her on the radio, she's been in the top 10 on everybody's list.
Okay.
Have a great day.
I hope she doesn't die. I love her. Oh, wait, I didn't make him go away. Hi, Kat.
Lynn.
Yes.
I adore you.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely adore you. I started that 2 months ago, and I have not missed a show. I absolutely adore you. Anyway, I have a really great suggestion. If you want to do it, I think you should get up early. I think you should go to the Howard studio, and I think you should get on and talk to him. I want to hear you two together. And plus, there's so many people out there that I think don't even know you exist that would listen, hear you, and it would so greatly expand your fan base. I know it.
Well, he would just have to be on later in the day. That's all I
know. What?
He'd have to be on later. I wouldn't get up early.
You can't get up early?
Oh, no. Only to go to Atlantic City. That's it. Only for something important. Furthering my career, forget it.
Well, he's on till like 10:30 in the morning.
Well, that's true. Well, I'll tell you what. He would have to invite me.
I can never get through to him.
Oh, he knows who I am. You know what? He has to be here for a while. He's, like, not settled yet anyway.
Oh, but you feel comfortable, and I really think it would be awesome.
Okay, it probably would be. Thank you, dear.
Bye.
Oh, God, she's driving. B-E-L-L-E-B-A-R-T-H-E. You're kidding. All right, but Amazon.com has raunchy business, hot nuts, and lollipops. But that's various artists. I can't believe we have this filthy channel. We have this filthy channel. And we have Nobel Barth. Oh, all they seem to have is what? One song by her on a compilation album. I don't even see her name. I don't even know how this came up. Sam the Hot Dog Man, my stove's in good condition. Wipe it off. Shave them dry. If it don't fit, don't force it. Let me tell you, some of the best dirty songs and stuff are from the 20s and 30s. I used to have CDs. I can't believe it. I really am going to have to try to track down... I don't know where you would find Bell Barth CDs. I can't. I need like some, I don't know, dirty juice store. Some obscene juice store. Okay, enough of this for today. I'll be back tomorrow. I don't know if they don't take me to a concentration camp, but I'm beginning to... Oh, we have a break. Oh, I just shut everything down. Okay, take the break and then I'll come back. Well, even I didn't know there was another segment, much less you. I bet the whole audience just said, where's Ed Schultz? Where's Ed Schultz already? But I wasn't keeping track. I was so, you know, maybe it's really true that it matters what kids hear when they're young. Cause like 50 years later, it's coming back to me, Bell Barth. you know, who seems to be my role model. Oh, my God. You better watch out. Oh, God. I had so many. Go look at Lynn, L-Y-N-N, Samuels.com. I have fabulous stories I never got to, such as Mexico is mad. We're not letting enough Mexicans in. Oh, my God. I'm Lynn Samuels, and if I'm not in Auschwitz by tomorrow, I'll be back. Thank you, Garrett.